28, verse 7. I love this. It says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts." Friend, I pray that your heart is trusting in Jesus today. Hey, happy Sunday, this February the 21st, 2016. Friend, how you doing? Good to fellowship with you. Go ahead, grab your cup of coffee or your Red Bull or your prune juice or whatever it is to help you get you going today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. We are a program that focuses on Jesus. Yeah, that's right. He's the center of everything we do. We focus on Him. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, today is no different. Got some great God-honoring music coming up for you from Robin Mark and Days of Elijah. Also, the Imperials with Praise the Lord. Right now, it's the David Glenn Singers, and we will glorify right here on this edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio.
Come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to
lift up the name that is above every name, that, of course, the name of Jesus. Fred, I hope that you're doing well today. Happy Sunday. Joey Kroll with you. How is your weekend? How was your Valentine's Day last Sunday? Hopefully it was a good one. I took my wife. I can now share with you. I didn't want to share it last week, of course, with Valentine's Day and her illicit and so forth, but we went to Chicago, went to the United Center, got to watch the Chicago Blackhawks play. That was really more of a gift for me, but I took Aubrey down to Indianapolis. We had a couples paint night where we painted a nice canvas together, and we also went to go see a nice play. She's always wanted to go one of those nice theater places. So that's what we did and watched To Kill a Mockingbird in downtown Indianapolis. So it was a nice weekend away, a weekend away from the kids, which is always nice to do from time to time. Hey, I love this psalm. Psalm 100, verse 3. It says, "Know that the Lord is God." Period. Did you get that today? Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. You know, the greatest act of faith is when man decides he is not God. Listening to Sunday Worship.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Seem to bind you, sir. wants to make us think that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. Hey, if you have some time this week or today, be sure to like us on that little social media site called Facebook. You may have heard of it. Yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio. I'd love to hear from you and connect with you there. Again, it's Sunday Worship Radio. When Polycarp, who was the bishop at the church at Smyrna, was asked by Roman authorities to curse Christ if he wanted to be released, I love what he says. He says, 86 years I have served him, and he never did me any wrong. How can I blaspheme my king who saved me? And then that Roman officer threatened, if you do not change your mind, I will have you consumed with fire. Well, if you know the story, Polycarp remained undaunted, and he died that day because he would not curse the name of Christ. Well, centuries earlier, when three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were faced in a similar threat. They answered, O King Nebuchadnezzar, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods. A similar situation, but two different outcomes. Polycarp was burned alive, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego left the furnace untouched. Two different results, but the same display of faith. See, friend, these men showed us that faith in God is not simply faith in what God can do, but it's the belief that God is God, whether he delivers us or not. He has the final say. And friend, it's our decision to choose to follow him through it all. Life is hard, but God is good all the time.
Come now, let us reason together. There is work to be done. I can feel the darkness coming on. It's coming on strong. But the Father's love is deeper still, and the whole wide world is a mission field. Take my hand, let's hold each other up. Brother, won't you bear my burden? Souls to be won. cannot keep the gospel from anyone. No, we must not keep the gospel from anyone. Different. Deep inside, we want everyone to know Jesus loves. You may be an ocean away. I'm on the front lines of my faith, but in the spirit, we're one. You see, prayer is so powerful. Darkness flees. Dominion's fall.
A great song, Selah, and We Must Not, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. Good to fellowship with you. That's right, I got my cup of coffee here. Actually, on my second cup. Don't tell my wife, I'll get in trouble. It's Joey Kroll with you. And I'll tell you what, it is easy. I'm going to be honest with you. It's easy to complain. You know, I think it's so natural for some of us, it's like a spiritual gift. It really is. I'm just kidding, it's not. But it really is easy to complain. But God's Word challenges us when we do. In fact, Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 says, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. You know, somebody said one time, Jesus can turn water into wine, but he can't turn your whining into anything.
These are the days of the declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Power when thou art nigh. Jesus, me now, my Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is in vain. Oh, I need Thee, yes, I need Thee.
What a great reminder this morning of how much we need Jesus. In the morning, in the noontime, at night, in the middle of the night, we need Jesus. From the lowliest of sinners to the highest of the most spiritual, we all need Jesus. What a great reminder today from Jaden Lavick. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And I just want to remind you here on Great News Radio about the Great News Radio 20th birthday extravaganza celebration. Yes, we're getting older. Yeah, it's our anniversary. We are entering our 20th year right here in 2016. And we're having a special gathering, special get together on Thursday night, April 7th at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. We'll have our keynote speaker, Dr. Erwin Lutzer. Also, the Singing Men of GNN will be performing, and the Great News Radio Theater Troupe as well. Head on over to our website for the first 500 families to pre-register at our website. We'll get a very special, and I do mean special, gift box to commemorate the evening. So, again, if you're one of the first 500 families to do so, you'll get that nice commemorative gift box from Great News Radio. So all the details and everything you need to know right at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the tab that says 20th birthday.